The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes and make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you, Jesus said. Now, you hold on to that promise because you're going to need it as we hear Jesus' words to us here in this passage. Don't let his imagery fool you. His words are not about a little snip, snip, nip and tuck in a beautiful vineyard in the Tuscan countryside, followed by a tall grass of Chianti. Oh, no. Jesus' words get worse before they get better. And God knows we need to hear them because most people are clueless about what it means to be a child of God. They say that a stopped watch is right twice a day, and celebrity pastor John MacArthur is proof. He is wrong about a lot, but not when he points out the misunderstanding of the gospel so prevalent in our world. MacArthur says, "Everything is about fix me here. The gospel doesn't promise to fix you here. You may have a bad marriage till you die. You may have bad kids till you die. You may have cancer and die before you thought you would die. You know, you may lose all your money in the stock market. Your house may burn down. Jesus doesn't promise to fix that." Now, we Lutherans can say it even more boldly. The children of God will suffer in this life. And do you know who causes it? God. God causes his children to suffer in this life. Pruning, Jesus calls it. Now, I'm no vine dresser, but I do know a bit about how to tend plants in order to make them fruitful. And it all begins with manure in one form or another. Just sling it on there. Pile it high. And the plant is forced to just passively endure the onslaught. And then the cutting begins. Every branch that isn't growing has got to go. And so it goes for the child of God. You don't live long in this world until you realize exactly what kind of show it is. And the fans are blowing it from all sides, believe me. Live long enough and you'll experience God with his incessant pruning, taking more and more and more from you until all that's left is a face full of dirt. You think you've got your life all figured out? Just wait until God gets through with your best laid plans. And should we be surprised? I mean, really? Just look at the ones God made his own. Abel got a rock in the back of the head delivered by none other than his brother Cain. Abraham left a cozy pad on the banks of the Euphrates to become a wandering Bedouin. Isaac was betrayed by his wife, who was acting on God's command. Jacob got scammed by his father-in-law and wound up with two wives, one of whom was beautiful, and the other, well, not so much. And irony of all irony, the beautiful one was barren and the other fertile as the day is long. Step right up and pick your poison on that one. Joseph's new suit got him thrown into a pit before being carried off into slavery. And my goodness, we haven't even made it out of the book of Genesis. And think not to soften the blow by turning Jesus' words about abiding in him into a prescription for avoiding suffering at the hands of God. Abiding doesn't prevent suffering. Suffering is the result of abiding. And like it or not, you will abide because you have no choice. You are a branch, a part of Jesus the vine. His word that made you clean made you that branch. So, you will suffer God's fertilizing and his pruning. Now, at this point, I suppose we should ask the question of why. Why is God doing this to us? Well, Jesus tells us plainly, our suffering produces fruit, aka faith, trust, belief. And perhaps now this is becoming clearer. The promise of the gospel is all that ultimately matters. And so by causing us to suffer, God forces us to abide in the promise of our Savior. Remember what Luther said? Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also, the body they may kill, God's truth abideth still, the kingdom's ours forever. Because the gospel is all that ultimately matters, God pushes us so hard to abide in Christ's promise that all we want, all we ask for, all we wish is for more of this promise. And that's why you're here this morning, and it will be done for you, just as Jesus said. As an ambassador of Jesus Christ, I forgive you the entirety of your sin. There's your promise. Grace, mercy, and peace from God is yours for Christ's sake. Amen.